Okay, it's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. As we do each Monday morning at this time, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. Of course, we cheated. We had you on tape last week. You're on vacation.
Today, I'm live in the studio.
You're live and all rested up.
All rested.
Had a week of doing not much anything. That's good. Good vacation.
Yeah, I was on a week of vacation and watched an entire series of show on Netflix.
There you go. Caught up on your viewing.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Harold E. Engebretson. Harold was born on July 9th, 1922, here in Madison, and passed away on April 3rd, 2013. He entered active duty on August 21st, 1942, Fort Snelling in the United States Army Air Force. Was honorably discharged 3 years later in, on October 26, 1945, Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a radio mechanic with the 919th Air Engineer Squadron. Some battles and campaigns he participated in. This is a long list. Northern Apennines, Central Europe, Sicily, Naples, Foggia, Rome, Arno, Southern France, and the Rhineland. Some medals and ribbons that he earned. He was the Good Conduct Medal with a Bronze Service Arrowhead, European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, Army Air Force Tech Badge, five Overseas Service Bars, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Harold, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yep. So we salute our veterans.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in the VSO office.
That's correct. All right. Let's talk about the VA has added some new tools to national weight management. What's that all about?
There was a press release came out on the Disabled American Veterans website, written by Steve Wilson, discussing VA's MOVE program for weight management available to all VA health available at all VA healthcare facilities throughout the United States. Disabled veterans in particular have myriad health conditions and issues that can impact the quality and duration of their lives. And to improve lives of veterans, the VA has encouraged them to move. Now in its second decade, the MOVE weight management program has helped over 400,000 veterans with their health goals. Of those, 26% have achieved 5% or greater weight loss, and almost all are maintaining the improvement 2 years after joining the MOVE program, according to the VA. The program was developed by the National Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention. There's no acronym there, so that's a good thing. Every VA medical center has a MOVE coordinator or dedicated provider to help interested veterans get started in the program. Neat little statistic here. Well, it's not neat, but interesting. In 2015, about three of every four veterans receiving VA health care were classified as either overweight or obese. That's not good.
No, that isn't good. Of course, I don't know if it's any different than the general population.
Well, they looked at my weight thing, and they said I should weigh this much. I said, I'd like to see a picture of a person my height that weighs that much. They said he'd be awfully thin. I said, no kidding. participating veterans begin the program with an 11-question survey regarding health background and fitness goals. The MOVE coordinator can then provide various resources and counseling based on the results of the questionnaire. There are more than 125 different resource sheets that can help veterans reach their health goals. The resources cover a wide variety of wellness topics, including smoking cessation, what are you doing, Paul?
He's taking pictures.
I guess. The benefits of strength training and eating well on a budget. There are also resources specifically for disabled veterans, such as instructions for installing pedometers on wheelchairs and increasing physical activity for veterans with physical or medical limitations. It's a patient-centered program, which is tailored to meet individual veterans' needs and includes regular follow-up and support systems. In-person group sessions, as well as video conferencing at participating community-based outpatient facilities, are available for veterans seeking a structured and clinician-led group format. It's also available via telehealth, meaning that if a veteran wishes, he can get a tablet from the Department of Veterans Affairs and have one-on-one counseling sessions over video conference in their own home. I've done that for a few different things, and it's
pretty handy.
Very handy. Yeah. I can sit in my recliner at my kitchen table and meet one-on-one with a clinician. So.
Right. And a lot of times there's little things that you can get checked up. I mean, you really don't need to be going into the doctor and sitting in a waiting room. So.
Right.
Right.
Plus, the nearest VA medical facility is, Montevideo, which is 33 miles away. But St. Cloud, of course, is, over a two-hour drive. So saves a lot of time that way, too. Move also has its own app called the Move Coach that participants can download for free in iTunes or the App Store. Move Coach for Android devices is scheduled to launch sometime this year. Veterans who wish to participate in Move, MOVE, I don't know if that's an acronym, but it's got an exclamation point at the end.
Probably stands for something.
Probably, yeah. But I don't know what it is. Right. But it's, maybe it's a move.
Move down.
are eligible if they're receiving care from the VA, have a body mass index of 25 or greater, and are motivated to make lifestyle changes. No cost to veterans. Spouses interested in the program should contact their local VA medical center to learn how they can participate as well. This was this article will be in the Dawson Sentinel, the Western Guard this week, as there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
And you're back in your office all
back
week?
Back in the office. Had 7 voicemails from while I was out, and a lot of emails to respond to.
They missed you.
I guess.
Right.
But we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I am closed tomorrow. I have an all-day meeting in Dawson, so won't be around tomorrow. But please check in and see if I can help with anything.
All right. Sounds good. And we'll be back on the air again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninger, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, with us here on Vets Info on the Air this morning on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here, for Vets Info on the Air.